at the end of the day, I bought this radio specifically because it checked every box I wanted for a mobile radio, and it still does now that it's working the way it should. And my logic was not only should I try it because it's the exact radio I wanted, but I'm going to lose less money selling the 5100 than I would selling the 500. So I have not a single complaint about the 5100. I didn't like having an external speaker. Stupid little things, stupid nitpicks. The 500 is just a much, much cleaner installation in the truck. Anthony?
That's cool. And, yeah, it was funny because, you know, I think you and I have talked over time that if I had to go back and do it again, I would have bought a 5100 rather than a 2730. And, man, it crossed my mind, like, oh, should I buy that thing? What could I do with my 2730? How much money could I get for it? And I just stopped myself and shook my head and was like, there's no way I'm buying that radio. He needs to sell it to somebody else. You don't need it.